Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning.
It's great to have you on the Ask the Builder Show.
Thank you.
How can I help you today?
Tim, I have been sending you emails this week on cultured stone installations.
Oh, yes, yes. I remember. I get about 100 emails a day. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And hopefully you understand why answers can only be like one sentence.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like I can't write a book to everybody. I'd never get anything done.
Right.
All right. So let's start from the beginning. Tell, because
okay.
All my listeners need to understand what's going on here.
Yeah. We built a new home, and one of the items on our spec sheet was the cultured stone. And we have a, just to give you an imagination, we have a wainscoting around the house that I'm guessing is around maybe 5 feet tall. And it's topped with the, I can't think of what those things are called, but they're stone as well. Sometimes they do this hardboard,
yes.
But it is stone as well, stone cap. And after it was installed this summer, I went in midway. They had started on a Friday, and by Saturday evening I had gotten there, and the crew that had worked on the house had done, I think, 3/4 of it. I was shocked at how fast it went up.
Oh, it can go very quickly, yeah.
And what I didn't like was that it appeared that my stone was swimming in the mortar, because I thought, man, these joints are huge.
Yeah.
And
In other words, they didn't put the stones close together.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could stick 3 fingers between the stones.
Oh, that's really bad. That's bad. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I did go back Sunday morning, and just to give myself bearings, I went around some of the other homes that the same builder had built, because there was one actually only a couple blocks away from my then current home. And I walked around because it was still new. There wasn't an owner. And, yeah, I couldn't. It was a finger width.
Right.
And I could visibly see a difference in the installations. And it was the same contractor.
Okay. So, and then what happened is, didn't you have a lot of shrinkage in these joints? Like,
yeah.
A lot of cracks?
Yes.
Okay. And then your question is this. Tell me what the question is. What's it like?
Because because
it's been up now for how many months? It's been up.
Late July is when they put the stone on.
All right, and have you moved into the house?
Yes, we moved in late October.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So your question is?
Yeah, my question is, do I need to do anything about the hairline cracks that they did not repair? They were somewhat willing to correct the cracks while we were still in the building process, and there were some other workmanship issues that they were willing to correct, but they sort of drew a line in the sand when it got to closing and the punch list, and they said, we're not going to fix these anymore.
Okay. My question is, what's underneath the cultured stone? In other words, did you see...
The metal lab. I saw the metal lab. I don't know how many... I have had a couple of people give me some advice. I don't know how many nails were actually in the metal lab, so I don't know how well the metal lab is.
But what about
the house.
What about felt paper, Tyvek, something?
Yeah,
kind of...
they have the house wrap. They have the house wrap paper stuff.
Okay, well then that was what I needed to know. I wouldn't be too overly concerned about it. Now here's what you can do. This is really kind of a neat deal.
Uh-huh.
If you go back to askthebuilder.com, I have a column in the brick section of the website that talks about these brick veneer water leaks.
Okay.
And there is a product that you can buy. First of all, I would probably treat the stone and all the joints with this really good silane, siloxane water repellent.
Okay, is this considered like a sealer?
Well, it's a water repellent. There's a difference. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So I would do that, and I've actually got an ebook about this. I've got this, Ceiling Masonry ebook. I really think that you, to make a long story short, I really think you should consider getting that ebook. And here's because it takes you through the process of what's going on, and especially if you read my brick veneer water leak columns. There's about 3 or 4 of them. Read all of those, and you're going to see this process. Here's the cool thing. There's this, once you put on that water repellent over the whole surface, on the joints where these hairline cracks are,
mm-hmm.
you can brush on this other thing that truly is a sealer, but it's breathable and it dries clear. And it can bridge up to an eighth of an inch gap, which is huge.
Yeah.
So this product will completely seal out any water that might get in. But luckily, since where you live, I don't think it's that big of an issue because you only get, 11 inches of rainfall a year. You know, the equivalent,
yeah.
And some of that's snow.
Right, and I actually live on the eastern side of the mountains.
Yeah, so you're on the leeward side then.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be too overly concerned.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and especially because you've got the water membrane underneath it. I think you're going to be okay.
Okay, great. Now, I did talk to a local masonry contractor, and he said something to me about sealing. But he said if you did seal, you'd have to do that every 2 to 3 years.
No, not true.
So this is a different product, not true?
First of all, the silane siloxane water repellent could last up to 15 years, and if you do use that sealer that we're talking about, that has a minimum warranty of 10 years.
Okay.
So that guy in Florida, maybe the products that he's familiar with only last that long. But,
right.
But there are other things that last a lot longer.
Okay, good.
But I said, I don't think you need to use that sealer. I wouldn't do that. I would just...
Okay.
And the silane siloxane water repellent is easy to apply. You just get it, you put it into one of those hand pump garden sprayers, and you just kind of spray it on the house.
Cool.
And it dries totally clear. Once it's dry, you don't even know it's there.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much, Tim.
Well, thanks for waking up early. You sure you get the award, I got to tell you. And I'm actually thinking about buying some land out there. So
it's gorgeous.
I might live pretty close to you.
Okay.
All right, pal.
All right, thanks a lot.
Call me anytime.